McFarland, McFarland, everybody. Thanks to McFarland for, once again, powering us through this entire season. The Bradfoe Show. It's another Bradfoe Show on the go. A quick one because, you know, I feel like Nick Pivetta has earned some recognition, an opportunity to be highlighted on a Bradfoe Show on the go. So we sat down with Nick for, you know, a little bit. And what I wanted to talk to him about was, boom, that hammer of a curve. Like that hammer, there is nothing like, as I said to him, there's nothing like a backdoor big 12-6 curveball, that knuckle curve that he throws. I love it. I love it. And that's why I wanted to talk to him about it. You know, there's plenty of things to talk about when it comes to Nick Pivetta. This guy has been absolutely on fire heading into his start against the Rays. The last 12 starts is beginning of May. 78 in the third innings. He's 8-2, a 2.1 ERA, a 0.94 whip. You know, just keep going down the list. 2.1 F4. I mean, like all of it. And, you know, listen, I mean, his fastball is better than ever. His fastball is a bread and butter. There's no question about it. Hitters hitting under 200 about on it. But still, that curveball compliment is crazy. And now he's throwing it more than he ever has as a member of the Red Sox. Still not as much as a fastball, but still, you've seen it. I mean, you've seen it. His curveball has 82% percentile in Major League Baseball in terms of spin. That shows you right there, like, how good it can be. So, you know, again, I just want to sort of sit down with him, chop it up a little bit about that one pitch, where he's at. I think it's worth it. Soak it in, subscribe, follow, all the good stuff. All right, another Bradfoe Show on the go, this time with Nick Pivetta.
First of all, who taught you your curveball? Do you remember?
Yeah, so it was, I didn't throw a curveball until I got to the big leagues with the Phillies. It was Bob McClure. Nola, he threw the spike curveball, and Bob said, hey, how about you try this? And ever since, it's been a really good pitch for me. There's really nothing too much more to that than that. If anything, it's just the consistency of it that's come around more, say, these last couple of years, and being able to use it in fastball counts.
So you didn't throw it at all?
No, I had a very sloppy slider in the minor leagues. I might have tried to throw a curveball here and there, but it wasn't as good as the one when I got.
And it wasn't when you did try to throw; it was a completely different grip.
Yeah, it's probably just a standard one like
right.
this.
Yeah,
Bob had taught me he said just grip it like this and just throw it, and it came out really nicely. I think in my first couple of years, I didn't use it as much as my slider. But as I progressed on, I used it more and more. And then when I got here, I figured out how to throw in the zone for strikes. And that's kind of what the biggest difference is.
Yeah, so if you could talk about when you got here. And I don't know if so. Obviously, you're traded here.
Yeah.
And you go to Donna Pawtucket.
Uh-huh.
And is that one of the – I mean, there was a few different focuses, but was that one of them? Did they say, hey, listen, we see you throw this pitch?
I think when I got to Pawtucket, it was – I just worked with Abby. It was just mechanical. It was stretching me out. And it was getting me ready to just get up to the big leagues for the last couple starts. You know, I was in the bullpen to start the year in 2020,
yeah.
And I finished the year in the bullpen as well in 2019. So they were just stretching me out, but the Phillies had also been stretching me out at the same time when I was down there. So once I was in the alternate side, it was just kind of get me ready. And I didn't really focus on a lot of the fundamental stuff that we're doing this year with Bushy. And that was probably the beginning of last year is kind
okay.
of when it all came together. Throwing in the strike zone, competing in the strike zone, and then now me being able to command the top of the strike zone allowed to throw my curveball for strikes more often has allowed me to be better.
So when you got there, it was more just stretching you out, you know, getting acclimated
yeah.
to everything.
Yeah.
You're going to be a starter. We want you to be a starter. You come in, you're really good the last couple starts. But then you flash forward to the beginning of last year. That's
yeah.
when they start talking about maybe about
just the core concepts of what we have here as a group and how they choose to use their knowledge to help us grow.
How is that different? Like, how is that different from anything that you had gone through?
I think for me it was different because I had a change. I had two manager changes. I had three pitching coach changes in my career with the Phillies. So I wasn't able to grasp, I think, the fundamentals of what pitching was. I was learning and I was getting experience. And there's a lot of people that helped me a lot during the way, but I think I grasped the fundamentals of what pitching is here a little bit more compared to where I was with the Phillies.
When did you, last year, the beginning of last year, do you remember when you start seeing the results. And maybe this goes back to the curveball. Maybe it's like, okay, you know what? This is a weapon. They're telling me it's a weapon. Or maybe it's a few different things. I don't know.
I think it was just kind of confidence with my pitching style, confidence with what I have, confidence that I throw the ball in the zone and I get people out. And then the rest of this is just being able to build on success and better my game and develop my game further rather than having to play catch-up.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is a lot of trust in your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, listen, I get good stuff. Throw in the zone. Mm. Have confidence that it's going to get guys out. I mean,
yes.
When you don't have results, I mean, it's hard to, like, I would imagine it's hard to get that. Or when the results are up and down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard. I went through it a lot in my career where, in a sense, where I'm not pitching as well. And then you have to figure out, okay, what did I do wrong and how are we going to fix that for our next start? But now it's, what did I do right? What can I focus on I did right? Okay, I had a positive outcome. What are the small things that I maybe need to tweak, but also what can we work on to get better at the same time?
All right, so as I said, I love watching the curveball. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
And so I go back to last year. I think it was against the Nationals.
Yeah.
You know, the end of, and that was really, like, I think I asked you in the Zoom call, like, what was that? You said it's an 80. That was, that was a great answer.
Yeah.
For you, is that, of all the pitches that you have, doing like dropping that in, back door?
I don't do it. That pitch wasn't on purpose. I was
you're ruining the myth.
It's okay. It's fine. It wasn't on purpose. I was just trying to get a good curveball down in the zone, yeah. And I still wanted to be a strike, but it just came out at that angle where it was straight down, very high, and it just had the spin and had the access, and it just dropped straight down. It was a very lucky pitch. I would love to say that I could do that every single time, but that's I think just things aligning in the moment and the effort level and just all accumulating to a very good pitch, which I'm capable of, but call it a unicorn pitch.
Okay. Well, so let's say when you do mean to do it, it must be a good
pitch. Yeah, so when I execute a good curveball down, like I think I threw a good 1-1 curveball to Pujols the other day, and he swung right through it. I was very happy with the outcome, because that's what I'm going for, a pitch in the zone that stays in the zone, and I get a swing and miss, essentially. Yeah. And as I develop that pitch more and more, I'm able to command it and develop that swing and miss more and more. Because it is a good pitch.
Looking back, what did Bob, and Bob was here, and what did he, when he's teaching you the pitch, what does he say to
Bob? Bob was a bit of a natural himself. I did research on his career. He had 15 years in the big leagues, and Bob was just able to do what he did. His mind, he said, I'm going to do this, and this is what the outcome was. It's going to be for me. And he kind of established that with us, and he said, just believe in yourself and just establish your outcome. And he just said, throw it, and it came out good, and there really wasn't much more to that.
Really?
He probably helped me out here and there with, angling it and making sure it's coming on my hand good, but that's about all to it.
Really?
It was really just more of a